VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Somali officials say Al-Shabaab militants shot dead 9 civilians in a suburb of Mogadishu on Monday. The militants attacked 11 civilians who were cleaning the streets and started shooting them. Regional Governor Mohamed Ibrahim Barre told VOA Somali that six women and 3 men were killed by the militants. 2 other workers were injured in the attack. Hundreds of women and children boarded trucks and evacuated the final piece of land still held by the Islamic State on Monday, prolonging the more than week-long exodus and delaying the U.S.-led coalition's final assault on the last shred of the terror group's self-declared caliphate. Observers on the ground outside the village of Bagu said the latest evacuation included a convoy of about 25 vehicles carrying mostly family members of IS fighters to the nearby Al-Hol camp for displaced persons in northeastern Syria. Pakistan has decided to allow hundreds of thousands of Afghans residing in the country as legal refugees to open accounts in local banks. That enables them to participate in the national economy. The country hosts more than 1.4 million registered Afghan refugees, making Pakistan one of the largest refugee-hosting nations in the world, according to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. The international arms control system is facing collapse, according to the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. On Monday, he urged Russia and the United States to stop the imminent demise of a crucial nuclear treaty. This is VOA News.